Welcome to episode 46 of the Unleash Your Inner Legend podcast. I absolutely adore today's guest. He's a straight-up hustler that is always cranking content and adding value in the real estate industry. Nick Krim is an advisor to the top 1% agents growing their real estate business, and he does this by using predictable systems for virtual media. He's the owner of Live with Leaders Virtual Real Estate Mastermind, owner of Content Cards, a virtual media company, and content coach at Kinderreese University. Nick has helped set thousands of listing appointments for agents across the world as the manager of an inside sales company. His virtual events have over 9,000 hours of watch time and have over 10,000 people viewing their online real estate event. So needless to say, Nick is a rock star and you guys are in for a treat. This is Unleash Your Inner Legend, a podcast featuring modern-day legends sharing their life choices, habits, and routines that got them to where they are today. Get ready to be inspired and to take massive action to unleash your inner legend. What's going on, everyone? Today we have Nick Krim, and you guys, he is an incredible guy. I mean, he's so young, but he's like crushing it. At the young age of 25, Nick has already helped set thousands of listing appointments for agents across the country and in the world. From coaching to working hands-on in the marketing process, his efforts have grown multiple real estate businesses by getting face-to-face. Today, with Content Cards, Nick is leading one of the most innovative companies in the industry. Welcome, Nick.
What's going on, Holly? I'm so happy to be on here. You know, I listened to your past shows. You have some great people on here, so I'm just honored to be a part of this with you.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have you on. I know, like, it's super cool because, like, we're always, like, I don't know, every time we get together, it's a fun time. It's a great time. Yeah. Like, super massive value. You just drop everywhere. You're crushing it with content cards, helping real estate agents step up their content game and their online presence. Can you share with everyone what exactly Content Cards is and what it does for the real estate industry?
Yeah. So, I mean, the whole idea of it came around when we were working with some of the top 1% in real estate, right? And one of their biggest problems was they had so much content, so many videos, so many call to actions that were housed all over the internet. We would go to find one, we'd go through emails, and then we'd have to spend hours trying to trudge through emails or Google Drives or who saved this where. So what we decided to do, we shopped around a bit, figured out where we could house all this information, and we just couldn't find that one spot that could house videos, call to actions, and links that wouldn't cost upwards of hundreds of thousands of dollars just to set it up. So we decided to create our own. So that's exactly what Content Cards is. It's a one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. We always say you're an expert if you know exactly where to send people. So what we do is we set you up with your own custom vanity link, pretty much. Right? Mine is nickkrim.com. So anything you need from me, I can tell you in a snap of the fingers, nickkrim.com. It's the same thing for real estate agents. If you want one place to house your testimonials, your videos, past clients, your home search, home evaluation, you send them to one place. We make it easy for you and the consumer.
And I love it because, you know, it's so cool. Like, even like as a podcaster and at the end of every episode, I love asking people, hey, how can people connect with you? And like, everyone always have to say like 10 different places. Well, if you're going to find me on Facebook, it's this name. On Twitter, it's this name. On Instagram, it's this name.
Right.
But like what you guys do is you guys crush it where people can just say, hey, it's da-da-da.com. And that's what's super cool. And what's really cool, I just wanted to share like what you guys did out the gate, because all the questions I ask will kind of connect dots back to that. So as I mentioned in your intro, you didn't just come out and say, hey, I'm going to do some marketing and we're just going to dive into the real estate industry because that's where money's at. No, before you guys launched Content Cards, like you were actually in the real estate industry. So you worked with the real estate agents, you helped them, you coached them, you guided them. Mm-hmm. Heck, you even got helped them get listing appointments, which is like one of like the top things real estate agents want to do, right? So let's kind of talk about that journey, like of how you went from like helping them set listing appointments to now being a super innovative company, like leading the industry. How did all that work? Like, let's talk about your journey.
So, with in anybody's journey, I think there's always credit due to other people, right? Like, I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions is where it's like, when you talk about the journey, it's like, what did I do? It's like, man, I had so much help along the way that got to where I'm at. I'll say Matt Milia was the reason I got started in real estate and at the call center, which is how I got into real estate. He taught me a lot of the ins and outs when it came to calling over the phone. And even as far as started to get the collaboration with the great group that we're at now, which is what really, I guess you could say, jump-started my personal career and my business development. I got started at, like I said, at the call center. And then once I started crushing on the phones, I think my best month with one of the clients, I was calling for about an hour and a half, 2 hours a day for somebody. And then that month we got them about, I want to say 11 listings off of an hour and a half of calling a day, which was pretty good for just Expired and FSBO. Uh-huh. After we started doing that, I started coaching everybody within the company. I started coaching agents and teams outside of the company. The biggest issue that we heard, the biggest one, was the fact that some agents could exponentially outperform others when we were calling for them, and we tried looking at the numbers, we tried looking at the leads, all these different sources. What it came down to was the agents who had a personal brand crushed the agents who didn't, right? Because if you think about it, if I'm calling somebody and I'm like, hey, this is, I'm calling on behalf of Nick, and they're like, Nick who? Never heard of this guy. Or if I call and say, I'm calling on behalf of Nick, and it's like, oh yeah, I see his signs every now and then. Just that little bit of seeing your sign, seeing your video, that was the difference maker. So then we started working with personal brands within some of the people within our instant circles, right? Some like the Al Stasics, Jay Kinders, and some of these guys. And we really started to get a good helm of what they were looking for out of their personal brands, what they already learned. And now we're able to duplicate that with a lot more agents. So it really came down to, I would say the collaboration that we've had, the networking opportunities that we've had along the way is the reason why we've been able to grow so fast.
You know, it's cool. It's like you guys are such like learners and growers, but then you find ways to scale it. And like you said, you make it duplicatable to where other people can collapse time and get those similar results. Because it's funny. It's like, I remember, you know, I worked as an agent on Jay's team. That was my very first,
right.
He was my very first team, the only team I worked for. And, you know, it's interesting. It's like, you know, talking to people like, oh yeah, I saw him on TV. And I'm like, mm-hmm. You know, you hear these stories and like, and just knowing that like Jay wasn't on, he hadn't been on TV in like months, but it's funny how like people can, you know, start identifying and start seeing you everywhere. And they almost like, it's not that they forget where they saw you, but it's like, it's almost like that impression that makes, but then they think that that's fresh in mind. So now like that was back before, you know, really utilizing social media to your advantage and creating that content and that purposeful, that intentional content. Like that was like whenever you hit by radio, like radio ads and TV ads were about as like as visual as you can get before you could buy the space,
right?
Facebook ads and things like that. So, you know, I would love for you to kind of share some of your, you know, tips and tricks. So when it comes to content, what's the most mistake you see real estate agents make?
That's a great question. There's one thing that's a pet peeve of mine, which I want to get out of the way too. Seeing the memes or something like memes or quick videos about, man, I had to wait for this buyer for a half hour. Or, man, you don't know how hard it was to work with so-and-so person. Do people realize that their agents, their clients, their prospective clients are on social media too, right? Mm-hmm. So like if I'm one of your clients and maybe I'm not the person that made you wait, but it would start to get me thinking like, man, was that me? Are they going on here and complaining about me? So the fact that people go on there and vent about their clients just blows my mind. Because if I'm somebody that's thinking about using a real estate agent and I see you complaining about your job, basically telling me like, man, my job's so hard, or I don't like the people I work with, I'm not going to want to work with you. So one of the biggest mistakes I see, it is just that. It's like, if you want to vent, go vent to another agent in private. If you want to vent, go vent maybe even a private real estate group. Do not do it on your public page, on your public profile pages. Because to me, that just shows a lack of professionalism. Because I you'll never find me complaining about my clients, mainly because I like choosing my clients, which is a whole other story. But that, like, to me, that just blows my mind, because you're just showing people that you're working with. It's like, do you think they're going to want to keep working with you after they see you complain about them? I know I wouldn't. But more so on the technical side, I will say one of the biggest mistakes I see are people assuming that sharing an article is their content, right? when it comes down to it, if I personally share an article of somebody else's, like, I'm not the authority at that point, right? Like, just because I share the article, I'm going to go read the article, and whoever wrote the article has the authority. And even on top of that too, everybody's like, it's been like almost like a hot topic of like how the real estate agent can be getting replaced in certain measures or how technology is taking over. Let me ask you this. If all I do is share articles that anybody can find on Google, how does that make me the expert? Right? Like anybody, and like we can find so much information on Google, on these other search engines, that if that's all I'm doing for you is showing you the best article, then that's not really helping me too much. So what I would say as what you should do instead is, yes, you can still share articles, but what I would say is create a video or create a post of what that article means and like what were the key topics that you should take away. Kind of like Spark Notes, right? Everybody likes Spark Notes. Everybody likes those quick tidbits on a book. Let me know what I should be taking away from this article. That makes you the expert and positions you in a place of an expert. I would rather read a summary from an expert than the entire article and try and figure it out.
100%. You nailed it too, because it's like, I mean, how many real estate agents, like there's definitely a saturation of, you know, real estate agents out there, and it's just so easy to get a real estate license. And it's like really like the best marketer wins. Well, how are you marketing? Mm-hmm. Like you said, if you're sharing other articles, that's not you marketing yourself. That's you marketing, you know, Inman or whatever article you're sharing.
Yeah.
Now what you could do is, like you said, you definitely, I mean, like that costs $0 for you to flip record on your phone or go Facebook Live.
Yes.
And say, hey, like, this is the craziest thing. I'm sure you guys saw it, but just in case you didn't, here is like my interpretation of it. And this is why you guys should be alerted of this topic.
Yes.
You can even take it a step further, and then now you can contact the person who wrote the article and say, hey, let's go on a Facebook Live and let's do something together. So now you're that authority, that personal branding, and really kind of like, oh, well, like, you know, Nick is going there live with, you know, whoever, with Jay Kinder or whoever. And like, okay, that guy must really be somebody if he's going to be not only sharing those topics, but then also pulling other places of authority. And I know you guys are crushing it when it comes to content. And you know, the next obstacle, I feel like when it comes to content, is obviously, like we just said, creating it. But the next one can be, it's the consistency. I think that's why content can be so consuming, is because people, yeah, you have to create it, but then you also be consistently creating it. And I think that's where like a lot of people fall off the wagon. What's some advice that you would share with people when it comes to planning out your content, making sure that it's intentional for your audience, and then also making sure it's consistent with your brand?
Yeah, so that's that you brought some great points. And by the way, I never even took it that step further about contacting the person who wrote the article. That was, I love that idea, Holly.
So well, you know me, I'm a podcaster, so my mind's always like, how do I get these people on my show?
right. No, that is amazing. And so as far as the consistency standpoint, so I'll touch on the brand first, because actually figuring out what your brand and your brand pillars are more important than really even create, like, it's the first step of the process, right? Mm-hmm. So coming up with your brand pillars, basically what do you stand for? What does your brand stand for? What are you here to teach people? Because here's the thing. If your content is scattered all over the place, you're going to have a crowd. Let's say somebody brought up this on the boot camp yesterday. Somebody brought up this idea, so I'll use it there again. Let's say you're really big on like saving animals, and like that's your brand for something, right? And then all of a sudden you save animals in one video. So you're like, okay, you're going to get certain people tuning in to watch that. And all of a sudden you never talk about that again. You never
show another video. Or like you're sharing something that has the opposite of what you just talked about. That's like,
hey, exactly. Yeah. So all of a sudden it's like the people who just tuned in for you because of that reason, they're never going to tune in again. And then you're going to keep getting random people tuning in, and you're never going to have those fans, those audience, those people who consistently tune in. And that's very, very important, because when you want to start having call to actions, your call to actions, when I say that, like what links are you sending people to? What web pages? Like where are you telling people to go to buy something from you or work with you? You already have a consistent audience where you dropped a lot of value so that you know what offer to even give them. See, and I think that's why it's so important to have what does your brand stand for before you even start this process? Mm-hmm. Then you can start having your audience. The next question with consistency. So we ran into this too. So we came up with this saying, I think we got it from somewhere, but we've been really utilizing with content. It's called good, better, best, good is the best. So, and I'm not saying to put out bad things, but with that being said, like you can always kind of tweak something a little bit more to try and make it better. You can always tweak a little part of your overlay or the video quality or the next step. You could always try and make things tweak. And if you try and go for perfection, good luck even finishing the project. But what we started to do is like, hey, this looks good enough. Let's just roll it out and see what happens. Because here's what happens with content. And here's the crazy thing. There's been so many times where I thought like, man, this is the best video I've ever shot. It's going to go viral. Everyone's going to see it. And I didn't really get that much love. And then there's been videos where I'm like, man, I don't even know if this is that good. And I posted that it's some of the most best engagement I've gotten. So a lot of times too, we can sit here and we can try and guess what our audience will like. But the really best way to figure out what they'll like is by posting it. And then figuring out, okay, they like that, I'll do more of that. They don't like that, I'll do less of that. So I think the thing that holds most people back is, as far as the consistency goes, is trying to be perfect and keep trying to make it a little better and a little better instead of rolling it out and making it better as you go.
Mm-hmm. 100%. That's so good because like you said, like you don't put bad content out, but like something that's intentional and consistent with brand, like anything is better than nothing or not doing it or overthinking it. Because yeah, you think that you've this fresh idea, but like if you're thinking of it, more than likely other professionals are thinking it as well. And what's going to happen whenever someone else execute? Now you're going to be the person imitating somebody else. So it's like going out execution and just doing it. You can always craft it better or get it better. And what's cool too, is like you guys not only just, you know, help like advice and build, you know, like the content cards pages, but you guys actually help kind of those people who, you know, like don't have enough time to go back in and revisit their content vault. You guys have so many different levels that people can work with you. So before I let you go, will you kind of share with everyone how they can work with you and how you guys can, you know, just really collapse time and make them have the best content out there that reflects the brand, reflects their personal image and everything?
Yeah. So we always say we help people with speed and precision. We're going to help you do the right things faster in the right order. A lot of times with content and just any project you want to roll it out, speed kills. If you're the first person to coin it, chances are that you're going to be the one that's remembered for it. So yeah, to work with me or just to even hop on my calendar and talk more about our processes and how we can help you, you just go to nickkrem.com. It's nickkrem.com. You can schedule a call. You can check out our different courses, see some of the videos we put together. Essentially, anything you need to know about me, you'll find on that website. And you also find the podcast episodes that we have on there too. So anything you need to know about me is at nickkrem.com, and you can figure out all the information you want and even schedule some time with me.
You guys, make sure to take Nick up on that. I mean, whether you don't have any money right now to invest and you just want to go somewhere to consume, like Nick's always putting out massive value consistently, helping other agents. And then, you know, from there, you know, once you get your feet going and you're ready for that next level, I mean, it's super cool. Like listening to Nick, like, he offers it, like, you know, there's the free content, you know, going out there, consuming the podcast, going out, consuming his lives that he's always doing. But then also if you're going to take it up the notch, you know, there's other ways too that you can work with him. So make sure you guys go to nickkrem.com, check out all of his content. You guys will not be disappointed. Thank you, Nick, so much for being on with us today.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me, Holly.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Unleash Your Inner Legend. For more inspiration, make sure to subscribe by going to unleashyourinnerlegend.com. We'll see you guys next week.